感谢主的恩典，保守我们经过2014年都在主的平安中过来。
He thanks the Lord that He has kept us through the year 2014.
我们蒙恩的人都应该数算神的恩典。
We are blessed people and we need to count His blessing one by one.
当我们数算他恩典的时候，
When we count His blessings,
可以说不知道怎么算，实在数算不尽。
Indeed, there are so many that we cannot count all of them.
虽然是这样，我们还要盼望能做一个在神面前更多蒙恩的人。
Even though we still want to receive all His blessings continuously,
他给我们的恩典是要恩上加恩的给我们。
His blessings upon us is grace upon grace.
所以今天我们信息的主题是说我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
So this morning's message is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们盼望能更多认识他的恩典。
And we would like to know more about His grace.
也能做一个更多蒙恩的人。
And to be the one that will receive more of His grace.
我们要先读一节圣经。
Let us first turn to a scripture.
在这个你们这个纲要里头没有，我加上一节。
It's not on your outline, and I added to it.
就是箴言第19:17。
And that is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17.
在荧幕上有。
You should see that on the projector, on the screen.
我们一起来，大家都来读。
Let's read it together.
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，他善行。再读一次。
Let's read it one more time.
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，
and He will repay him for his good deed.
这个他的善行。
And this good deed.
原文有另外一个翻译。
And has an original translation.
就是这个善行也是劳苦的意思。
This good deed also points to our labor.
他的劳苦。
His labor.
耶和华必偿还。
Whatever his labor, the Lord Jesus will repay.
这是神对我们所有神儿女的一个原则。
And this is a principle that God gives to each one of us.
我们这个能怜悯贫穷。
When we have mercy around other people.
这个怜悯也可以翻作恩待贫穷。
And this mercy, you can also say that it's gracious to a poor.
向贫穷施恩。
And to give grace to the poor.
但是神说。
But then God said.
这就是借给耶和华。
And that is like we lend it to God.
我们借给神。
We lend it to God.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他必要偿还。
And He will repay us.
有借没有还是不义。
It is unrighteous when we borrow but we do not return.
借了要偿还。
But when we borrow and we pay back,
这是理所当然的。
And this is very reasonable.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主让我们蒙恩到一个地步。
The Lord give us grace upon
我们可以借给神。
So that we can lend it to God.
让神他必要偿还给我们。
And He will for sure pay us back.
我们来读第一个大点。
And let us first read the main point.
我们要看主耶稣基督的两面的恩典。
We want to see the two-folded grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他恩典有两面。
There's two faces of His grace.
头一面。
The first fold.
这里说的，因为他的贫穷。
Because of His poverty.
主耶稣基督的贫穷。
the Lord Jesus prophesied,
可以叫我们得着富足，
so that it will cause us to become rich,
可以成为富足，
to become rich.
第二，
the second point,
保罗弟兄告诉我们，
our brother Paul said,
他说我们在肉身上可以补满基督患难的缺欠。
From our own flesh, we are able to fill it up in the lacking of Christ's affliction. So there are twofold grace.
这个查阅里头中文有一个字错了。哦、第一个大点，第二个中小点，在我们肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。不是亏欠，这个亏错了，是缺，缺少的缺啊。好，英文没有错。
The English translation is okay on the point two.
好，我们来读第一个小点的经文，《哥林多后书》第八章第九节。
And let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
请我们大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来就为你们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。这是使徒保罗告诉我们的。
That's what said by our apostle Paul.
他说你们知道。
He said you all know.
弟兄姐妹们，你知道吗？我知道吗？
So, do you or me, I know about this?
愿我们所有蒙恩的儿女都知道这一件事。
May we all blessed people know about this.
就是说我们主耶稣基督的那个恩典。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他本来富足。
Originally, he was rich.
他是神怀中独生的爱子。
He is the only son in the bosom of the Father.
他是全能的神。
And he is the all-powerful God.
他说有就有。
And when he say yes and it happens.
命立就立。
And when he establish and it's done.
整个宇宙一切都是由他而来的。
The whole universe was created, originated by him.
我们的主太丰富了。
Our Lord is indeed rich.
但弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
他本来富足。
Originally he was rich.
却为你们，为我们成了贫穷。
But because of us, he became poor.
叫我们因他的贫穷，
But because of his poverty,
可以成为富足，
That we might become rich.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们想富足吗？
When we think about richness,
有一条路，
There is a road.
足他的贫穷，
The Lord's poverty
可以叫我们得着富足
will enable us to become rich.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们简单提一下。
Let me simply
主耶稣从降生
from his birth,
他生在马槽里头。
He was born in a manger.
用一个很粗的布包起来。
And it was wrapped with a very rough cloth.
在他的童年。
During his childhood,
小小的年纪他就逃难埃及。
Then he has escaped to Egypt.
后来他在一个贫穷的家里头。
And he grew up in a poor family.
在拿撒勒那一个偏僻的地方。
In a very remote part of Nazareth.
生活了三十年之久。
And he lived there for 30 some years.
并且他要负家庭的责任。
He also had take care of the responsibility of the family.
成了做了一个木匠。
And he became a carpenter.
2000多年前在以色列地的木匠。
A carpenter 2000 years ago at the land of Judea.
非常重的劳动。
And it's a very, very heavy work.
不像今天的木匠。
It's not like a carpenter nowadays.
他们的收入蛮好的。
And today is pretty good income.
后来主耶稣出来公开的侍奉。
And then later on, he came out and have his ministry.
3.5年之久。
For 3.5 years.
主自己说
，The Lord Himself，
狐狸有洞
，Even the foxes have the hole，
飞鸟有窝
，And the birds have their nest，
人子。
But the Son of Man
没有尽头的地方
do not have a place to lay his
head. 他的尽头不知道放在哪里
You don't know where is his pillow.
他所创造的大地
He created the whole universe.
没有一个地方
But there's no place
可以安息的地方
That he can rest his head.
为什么这样
Why is it so?
为什么他需要经历这么多的贫穷
Why did he have to experience all these difficulties?
最后他围着我们蒙恩典
Eventually he received grace
他钉死在十字架上
He was nailed on the cross
亲爱的主
Dear brothers and
sisters 他所以这样的贫穷
Indeed he became such a poor
还不只是围着拯救赦免我们的罪拯救我们
It's not only because he wants to forgive our sins to save us.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
So we become children of God.
我们不要下火。
We were originally went to the
fire. 我们将来可以到这个新天新地里面去。
And in the future, we will go into the new heaven and new earth.
是这么多吗？
Is that the reason?
不止这么多。
Not only this.
他要我们成为一个丰富的人。
He wants us to become rich.
成为一个富足的人。
Is in fullness.
不是在今天，不只是在今天在地上的富足。
Not only the richness on earth.
这个富足是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们等一等来说。
We will speak about that later.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
愿我们不只是做一个蒙主恩典蒙主拯救的人
Not only that we are children we receive the grace
主还要我们成为一个属灵丰富的人
But he also wants us to be spiritually full
第二保罗告诉我们
And secondly Paul said
我们来读哥罗西书第一章二十四节
Let's read Colossians chapter 1 verse 24
这是保罗他在主面前蒙恩的光景。
And that is Paul's condition.
好，我们大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
现在
Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you. What is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church?
使徒保罗
Apostle Paul
他本来不认识主耶稣。
He did not know the Lord at the beginning.
他还逼迫信奉耶稣的人。
He persecuted those who believe in the Lord.
甚至逼迫他们到死地。
Even to an extent of death.
但是有一天
But one day,
主怜悯他。
The Lord has mercy upon him.
受苦的主向他显现。
And suffered Lord appears to him.
他被荣耀的主征服了。
And he was conquered by the Lord.
感谢神。
We thank him.
他不只是蒙恩了。
Not only he received grace.
而且呢，他还好好的起来跟随主，服侍主。
And he also stood up and followed the Lord.
但是他告诉我们。
But he said,
他说啊，我为你们受苦。
I suffered for you.
就是为基督的身体受苦。
I suffered for the body of Christ.
也就是为教会受苦。
I suffered for the church.
做什么呢
？Why?
为着补满基督患难的缺欠。
In order to fill up what is still lacking,
基督在地上经历那么多的患难
，Christ has suffered so much on earth，
那么多的痛苦
，so much pain，
还不够吗
？Isn't that enough？
感谢主
，But we thank God，
他所受一切的苦难
，After he suffered all this，
都过去了
，It passed，
所以他从死里复活
，So he resurrected from death，
他被接到荣耀里头去
，He was received into glory，
他今天坐在荣耀。神宝座的右边
，And today he is sitting on the right hand side of the glorious，
在那里得着尊贵荣耀
，And receive honor and glory。
但是弟兄姐妹
，But brothers and sisters，
请记得
，Please remember，
主得着荣耀了
The Lord has received his glory.
主不再贫穷了。
He's no longer in a poor condition.
但是主的教会。
But his church.
主的儿女在这个地上。
Still on earth.
就是主的基督的身体还在这个地上。
That is his body. The body of Christ is still on earth.
基督的身体在地上。
The body of Christ is on earth.
仍然要经历贫穷患难。
And it still has experienced sufferings and pain.
这些贫穷和患难
And this poverty and affliction
谁来解决
Even though it's conquered
当然主虽然在宝座上
Although the Lord is sitting on the throne
但是他的心还挂念着他的身体在地上
But his heart is still on the body
他的教会在地上
His church is on earth
所以他不断地为教会祷告
So he continuously pray for the
church 为我们所有蒙恩的人代祷
To pray and intercede for all of us
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
今天
Today
主自己没有来解决教会的贫穷
The Lord did not solve the problem of affliction of
the church 他要做他可以做
If he can, he want to do it, yes, he can.
但是他没有做。
But he did not do that.
他让他的身体在地上还要经历的患难和贫穷。
But he left his body, his church, to experience this poverty.
那谁来解决教会的贫穷呢？
Why not just solve the problem of church poverty?
这里有一个见证人。
And there are witnesses.
就是使徒保罗。
That is Paul.
他说。
He said.
我为教会受苦。
I suffered for the church.
还倒是觉得欢乐。
And but I feel such a joy.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为可以在我的肉身上。
Because in my flesh.
来补满基督患难的缺欠。
I can complete the lackings in Christ's sufferings.
贫穷是一个缺欠。
Poverty is a lacking.
保罗蒙神的恩典。
Paul received God's grace.
他在他的肉身上来补满。基督身体的这一个患难的缺缺。
So in Paul's own flesh, he can redeem and complete the lacking.
感谢神。
We thank God.
保罗已经尽他的职事。
And Paul already fulfilled his own ministry.
但是教会还没有这个患难还没有补足。
But this affliction has not complete.
直到今日。
Until today.
教会还是贫穷的。
There's still poverty.
需要你我来补满这一个缺欠。
It will need you and I to complete this lacking.
保罗补满教会的缺欠。
And Paul has filled up the lackings.
他成了丰富的人。
He became a rich person.
成为一个满足的人。
Is a person that is satisfied.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你我愿意也做一个补满教会患难的缺欠的人吗
Are you willing to be the person also will fill up the lackings in the church?
主恩待我们
May the Lord help us.
我们来看第二点
Let's go to the second point.
感谢神
We thank God.
因着主的贫穷
Because of the Lord's poverty.
成为富足的人的一些见证人
There are some witnesses that who became rich.
我们简单来看，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主生入，主降生的时候。
At the time when the Lord was born.
他就是那么的贫穷。
And he was in such a poor
一生在地上经历许多的贫穷。
And he experienced a lot of poverty on earth.
但从神的话里头。
But from his own words.
我们能看见一些。蒙恩的人
We can see a few of them that receive the blessings.
好，头一个我们来看。
The first one.
拿撒勒的玛利亚和约瑟。
It's a Mary and Joseph of the Nazareth.
啊，这里有两段圣经。
And here are two scriptures.
就是路加第一章二十六节到三十节。
That is from Luke chapter 1, 26 to 30.
他有马太福音。
Also in Matthew.
一章十八节到二十五节。
Chapter 1, verses 18 to 25.
这两段圣经好多人很熟。
We are very familiar with two scriptures.
若是不熟的，盼望你们回去好好做客。
If you are not familiar with it, Please read that.
我在这里只能简单的提一下。
I can only simply explain.
头一个蒙恩的人。
The first person who received the blessing.
就是玛利亚。
And that is Mary.
天使告诉她。
The angel told her.
蒙大恩的女子啊。
You are the one that found favor.
你在神的面前已经蒙恩了。
You have already found favor before God.
这个拿撒勒的玛利亚。
Mary of Nazareth.
虽然生长在那个拿撒勒那个败坏的一个荒化的一个地方。
Even though she's living in such a corrupt place.
但她敬畏神。
But she fear God.
也蒙神的保守。
And she was kept by God.
在神面前是一个纯洁蒙恩的一个女子。
Is a young woman that is pure and blessed under the Lord.
她不只是一个蒙恩的女子。
Not only she was blessed.
而且神特别差遣天使来告诉她。
And the angel of God was sent to speak to
her. 你在神的面前已经蒙恩了。
He said, before God, you already found great favor.
不是她不只是一个蒙恩的女子。
Not only she received blessing.
而且神有更大的恩典要临到她。
But God has a greater
神征召她
grace upon her to increase in her.
因为圣灵要临到她。
Because the Holy Spirit shall be upon her.
她要怀孕生一个孩子。
She will become pregnant.
这个孩子是神的圣者。
And this child is the Holy One.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And that is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
玛利亚很惊讶。
And Mary was so surprised.
她说我是一个处女。
He said, I am a virgin.
我还没有出嫁。
I was not married.
我怎么能怀孕生孩子呢
？How can I be pregnant and have a child?
天使告诉她。
But the angel told her.
圣灵要庇荫你。
The Holy Spirit shall be upon you.
神的大能要临到你。
And God's power will empower you.
你所怀的孕。
And that child.
是主的圣者。
Is the Holy One of God.
天使还对她说一些话。
And the angel also talked to her.
然后玛利亚怎么说呢
？And then what did Mary say?
她说：“我是主的使女。
”I am your maid servant.
情愿照着你的话成就在我身上。
May your words be fulfilled in me.
那我们熟悉当日以色列人的历史的光景。
If you know the experience, the condition of the Israelites at that time.
一个少女没有结婚而怀孕。
And if a young woman that without marriage and got pregnant.
可能要被人抓出来，用石头活活的把她打死。
And she would be set in the center and were thrown.
这是一个太可怕的事情。
And this is a very terrible thing.
对这一个贞洁的童女来说
，And to this pure virgin,
这是不可想象的。
That is inconceivable.
但她对天使说
，But she said to the angel,
神既然这样征召我
，If God has summoned me,
我愿意
，I am willing.
无论什么为难
，No matter what difficulties,
神负我的责任
，The Lord will be responsible for me.
她愿意。
She is willing.
这是什么
？What does this mean?
她围着这位贫穷的主耶稣。
For this Lord Jesus that is poor.
他把这生命一切都摆上。
And he has given up all his life.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
玛利亚的确是一个蒙大恩的女子。
Mary indeed is a very blessed woman.
因着主的贫穷。
Because of the Lord's poverty,
她成为富主。
She became rich.
我们来看又是。
Now we turn to Joseph.
他遵照主使者的吩咐。
And he follows the commandment of the angel of God.
做了使者要他做的事。
And he did what is commanded.
马太福音给我们看见。
From the book of Matthew.
当约瑟有一天发现。
And Joseph found out one day.
他未婚妻。
And his Her fiance
怎么怀孕了呢
？And became pregnant.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says
他是一个义人。
He is a righteous man.
他在神面前是非常的圣洁，
he,
非常的公义的。
He is a righteous man with purity.
那么这个未婚妻 这样子怎么办呢？
This fiance become pregnant.
我能不能把他揪出来，叫众人来用石头把他活活的打死呢？
Should I let other people just stone her to death?
他不愿意。
He's not willing.
他不愿意明明的羞辱他。
He doesn't want to put her in shame.
就说我就暗暗的把他羞辱算了。
He just want to let her go secretly.
那么他的命运他自己负责。
Now she is responsible for her own life then.
但是，感谢神。
But we thank God.
当他在这个事考虑这件事情的时候
when he is contemplating this situation,
有天有主的使者向他显现
the angel of God appears to him.
他说你的未婚妻所怀的孕
your fiance, the child,
乃是神的儿子
it is the son of God.
你要把他起名叫耶稣
you will name him Jesus.
因为他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里头救出来
because he shall bring his people out of sins.
你把他接过来
you need to receive her.
又说怎么样呢？
What did Joseph do?
感谢神。
We thank God.
他就遵照天使的吩咐。
Then he followed the commandment of the angel.
把玛利亚接过来。
And to receive Mary.
只是没有亲近她，没有和她同房。
But they did not draw close to her. They are not
staying the same room. 直到孩子的出生。
Until the child was born.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters. We thank God.
玛利亚和约瑟。
Mary and Joseph
是一个蒙大恩的人
They are the couple that are so blessed
因着神儿子的贫穷
Because of the poverty of the son of God
他们成了富足的人
They became rich
我们简单再来看东方的博士们
The wise men from the east
他们从那些星象中知道有犹太人的王已经降生了
and they knew about the birth of the Jewish king from this astrologer
所以他们从东方往西方到这个犹太地来
so they came from the Orient to Jerusalem
而且他们跑到耶路撒冷去
they went to the Judea land
问说那个生下来做犹太人的王在哪里啊
and they want to know where is this newborn king
他以为说这个犹太人的王当然生在耶路撒冷这个大京城里头
and they thought that newborn king is supposed to be born in Jerusalem
后来他们得着指示说不是的
and now they receive revelation
所以为犹太人的王是生在伯利恒
and this newborn king will be born in Bethlehem
一个小城
a small village
所以他们就到那里去了
so they went there
结果找到了这一个孩子
and they found this baby
圣经告诉我们说
the Bible said
他们敬拜这个孩子
they worship this child
而且打开他们带来的宝盒
and they open up their treasure box
那个宝盒里头有三样宝贝
and there are three things very precious
第一黄金
is gold,
乳香
frankincense,
和末药
and myrrh.
黄金代表什么呢
What does gold represent?
代表神圣洁的性情
You talk about the character of the
黄金做怎么用的呢
What is the gold for?
平常当日的情形
According to the condition
是需要奉给王用的
You only give the gold to the king.
是围着这个君王向这个君王表示的敬意
And that is our honor to the king
就把黄金呈给王
so we give the gold to the king
宝盒中还有乳香
there are also frankincense
乳香的表征复活的馨香
and the frankincense talk about the fragrance of resurrection
这是围着拜神用的
and to worship God
感谢神
we thank God
我们的主耶稣不只是王
our Lord Jesus is not only the king
他也是神
He is also God.
他是神。
He is God.
所以这些博士们就把乳香献给他。
So therefore, the wise men give him the frankincense.
第三样宝贝。
The third treasure.
就是末药。
And that is myrrh.
末药表征什么呢
？What does it represent?
末药表征死的馨香。
is talking about the fragrance of death.
犹太人的规矩。
According to the tradition of the Jews.
人死了。
When a person dies.
都没有很贵重的香料。
If you don't have very important a precious.
最少也要摆上一些末药。
At least we should put myrrh.
主，这是什么？
So what does this mean?
我们的主。
Our Lord Jesus.
他是荣耀的君王。
He is a glorious king.
他是神。
He is God.
他要围坐我们成为人而且死埋葬。
For us, he became man. He will die and buried.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些博士们。
These wise men.
不然从东方而来。
They came from the east.
向这位贫穷的婴孩献上这些宝贝的东西。
They presented to this precious child this precious gifts.
哦，弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我想我们都知道。
We all know.
就在那一天的晚上。
And that evening of that night.
天使告诉他们。
The angels told them,
你们不要从原路回去。
Do not go back to the same
way. 不可以去告诉希律王。
You cannot tell King Herod.
你们从别的路回去。
But return in the other way.
也在同一天晚上。
On that evening.
主的使者向约瑟显现。
The angel of God appears to Joseph.
你起来。
Got up.
马上起来。
And got up immediately.
离开这个地方。
To leave this place.
逃往埃及去。
Escapes to Egypt.
因为希律王必要杀这个孩子。
Because the King Herod will want to kill this child.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
约瑟这个木匠。
Joseph, the carpenter.
是一个穷木匠。
Is a poor carpenter.
一下子马上要逃难埃及。
Now all of a sudden he need to get up.
凭什么逃难了？
其他
埃及怎么生活呀？
How can he live in Egypt?
谢谢。
But we thank God.
这个穷爸爸。
And this poor.
这个穷孩子。
And the poor child.
要逃难。
They need to escape.
却来得及，弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
博士们
守
为主献上的。
To give them these precious gifts.
正是解决了他们的需要。
To solve their problem.
在逃难中
during the escape,
在埃及那一段时间的生活
during the time when they have to live in Egypt,
又回到拿撒勒
eventually they went back to
重新有一个开始
and to start new again.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
黄金成解决了他们贫穷
The gold solved their problem of poverty,
使他们能有安定的生活
So they have a peaceful life,
还有乳香和末药
and the frankincense
and 都成为他们生活中的必需品
and also become the necessity in their daily living.
感谢神
We thank God.
这几位博士
These few wise men,
他们因着主耶稣基督的贫穷
because of the poverty of our Lord Jesus,
他们成为富足的人
they became rich.
他们蒙神的纪念
They are remembered by God.
我们再看
And let's continue.
当主出来做工的时候
When the Lord start working.
哦，在那一个旷野的地方来讲论神的事
When it's in the wilderness.
有千万的人都在那里聚集听他的讲道
Thousands of people waiting there to listen to him.
一讲他们那个会啊
And that meeting.
一聚聚了三天
And they will meet for 3 days.
后来大会结束了
and finally the conference completes,
要打发他们回去了
and they need to let them go.
主就告诉他们
the Lord said,
他们怎么回去了
How can they go home?
他们很多人都没有食物了都吃完了呀
they don't have food to eat, it's all out
主耶稣就叫腓力过来
and the Lord called Philip
腓力啊
Philip
你看这些人啊我们要给他们吃。
All these people, we need to feed them.
腓力说：“给他们吃。”
Philip said to feed them.
就是用20两银子去买饼来，大家也不够吃一点点啊，也不解决问题啊。
Even we have 20 pounds, we cannot feed all of them.
后来，彼得的弟弟就来了。
The brothers of Peter came.
他说：“
And he said,
我发现了有一个孩子。”
I found this young boy.
他有5个饼，2条小鱼。
He had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
啊，他几岁呢？这么少，
but,
也解决不了什么问题啊。
It's still a very small quantity. How can we solve the problem?
主要是说，好，拿过来。
The Lord said, "Bring them to me."
叫大家一排一排的坐。
And he asked all of them to sit down.
50个人一排，或者100个人一排。
It could be 50 people or 100 people.
然后主拿起了五个小小的饼。
And the Lord lift up these 5 small loaves of bread.
向天祝福。
And he pray and give thanks.
然后就分给大家。
And then he distributed.
鱼也是这样。
And the fish the same.
主在那里剥，一个变两个，两个变四个，一直剥，越剥越多。
The Lord continues to break the bread and it continues to multiply.
男丁就有5000。
5,000 men.
还有妇女孩子。
And also the women and children.
大概有2-3万人。
It could be 20,000 people.
感谢主，他们都吃了。
And they all fed.
有的人就饿了一天了。
And some were hungry all day.
大家就吃了。
And they are so enjoyed food.
还剩下那些零碎啊。12篮子多。
And they also have 12 baskets of leftover fresh.
真是奇妙。
It's amazing.
这一个小孩子。
This little boy.
那个五个饼两条鱼。
5 loaves of bread.
也许是他不舍得吃，吃了剩下来的一点点。
And he had a little bit left over, he didn't finish.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他蒙恩了。
And they
他愿意拿出来
he's willing to bring
交在主的手中
to give it to the hands of
the Lord. 这位贫穷的主耶稣
and this poor Lord Jesus,
经过他的手的祝福
and after his blessings of the hands,
叫2000-3万人吃饱了
so that caused the fullness of 20,000
还剩下那么多
and still has so much
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters,
这一个小孩子是谁呢
who is this young boy?
圣经没有告诉我们他是谁
the Bible did not say clearly,
但你我应该相信
but you and I can
guess
他
必在神面前蒙纪念
he must be remembered before
小小的孩子
a young boy
在主面前成为何等富足的人
Become such a rich person before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
当主和门徒们在许多地方工作的时候
When the Lord doing a lot of ministry.
路加福音第八章第一节到第三节
In Luke chapter 8 verses 1 to 3.
我想这一段圣经
paragraph,
我们简略的来看一下。
And let's look at it together.
照着那个荧幕上的哈，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。
Proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Chusa.The manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这些妇女们。
These women.
用他们的财物。
Using their own means.
来供应耶稣和他的门徒。
To supply to Jesus and his disciples.
我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus
是神的儿子
is the Son of God.
按照神的旨意到世上来
According to the will of God, he came to this world.
经历多少的苦难贫穷
to experience many pains and suffering.
后来出来公开侍奉了
Then finally, he came out and
ministered. 那么多人因着他蒙恩
And so many people received blessings from him.
但是主在他的工作里头
But during the time of his work,
还常常给我们看见他手中什么也没有。
A lot of time he did not have anything.
他是贫穷的。
He was poor.
所以呢，在他出来做工的时候
，So therefore, when he was working,
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
有一些的妇女们
，There are some women
蒙恩典了。
They have grace.
他们跟随耶稣。
They follow the Lord.
不是在那里凑热闹。
It's not just to be accompanied.
不是在那里看主耶稣的大能。
It's not just to look at some miracle.
啊，很多人都跟随耶稣很热闹。
Oh, that is so much happening.
不是的。
Not.
他们跟随主
，When they follow the Lord,
使命。
There is a commission.
就用他们的财物。
that using their own wealth
供给耶稣和门徒,
is to supply the need of the Lord Jesus and his disciples.
这些妇女们,
and these women,
有的人是很尊贵的妇女,
some are very honorable,
但是就像头一个妇女,
like the first one,
莫大拉的玛利亚,
Mary of Magdalene.
她是尊贵的妇人, 没有错,
yes, he was indeed honorable.
但是钱, 对他没有意义,
but money has no meanings to her.
名义上是一个尊贵的妇人,
yes, he has the fame. She has the fame.
但是是一个非常可怜的女人,
but she is in such a pitiful condition.
因为曾经有七个鬼附在她的身上,
because there were seven demons in her.
一个人换鬼,
if you are possessed by
只要有一个鬼, 就够把你整惨了,
if it's one demon, it's already enough suffering.
但是,
yet,
曾经有七个鬼, 附在他的身上,
there's seven demons possessed.
这个人还活着吗? 太痛苦了,
if she's still living, she's living in much pain.
感谢神,
but we thank God.
是这位贫穷的耶稣,
but this poor Jesus,
寻找他,
came and seek,
把他身上的七个鬼赶出去,
and to cast out the seven demons.
他这个人生完全得做释放,
so she received such a liberty.
他成了恢复他的尊贵,
she recovered, restored her honor.
他可以享受他的人生,
and she can enjoy her life.
是吗?
Is that true?
不是的,
no.
他为着主耶稣的贫穷,
for the poverty of the Lord Jesus,
她愿意跟随他,
she is willing to follow,
把她的家, 把她的财物来供给耶稣,
to supply his need from all her own means.
七个鬼从她身上赶出去,
seven demons were cast out from her.
是不是蒙恩了?
Do you think she is saved?
她蒙恩了,
received much grace.
但是,
but
有更多的恩典等着她享用,
there are even more grace for her to obtain.
乃是她把她的财物交给主,
she gave up her wealth.
所以她成了一个真实丰富的人,
so she became a true rich person.
末了, 在这里我们再看一个人,
and lastly we want to see one person.
拉撒伯大尼的玛利亚,
it's Mary of Bethany.
就是马大和 这个拉撒路的姊妹,
it's the sister of Martha and Lazarus.
这一个女孩子,
and this young woman,
她曾经坐在主的脚前, 听主的话,
she's been sitting at the footstool of the Lord.
很多人都听主的话,
many people listen to the Lord.
但是这个女孩子不一样,
but this young woman is different.
她从主的交通中,
from his fellowship,
主, 他知道主不只是来地上传道, 救人,
she know that not only that he came and preached gospel to
他也深深地知道主耶稣要为他死在十字架上,
but deeply in her heart she know that one day the Lord will go up to
要埋葬, 要复活,
and will be buried and will resurrect.
所以当最后的一个机会里头,
so in the last chance,
主耶稣受难之前六天,
6 days before the Lord was
他去到伯大尼,
and they went to Bethany,
他和他的门徒都去了,
and the disciples all there,
在一个长大麻风的西门家里坐席,
and they having the feast at the home of Simon the leper.
12个门徒都来了,
12 disciples all there,
马大和拉撒路也在那里,
Martha and Lazarus was there too.
就是玛利亚不见了,
but where is Mary?
她在做什么?
What is she doing?
她知道,
she knows.
这位爱她的主,
this Lord that loves her,
再过六天就要死了,
will die in 6 days.
所以她多时预备好的那个香膏,
so she has prepared this perfume.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
乃是真拿达香膏,
is the pure lard of alabaster.
不是普通的香膏,
it's not an ordinary,
是非常珍贵的香膏,
it's a very costly perfume.
在当日值30多两的银子,
at that time it worth more than $30.
是值300, 一年的工资,
and that equals to 1 year wages.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当众人在那里和主分享那个丰富宴席的时候
，When the Lord was having the feast together with all the others，
他进来了
，And she came，
把一瓶打破
，And he broke the
用膏把膏膏在主的头上
，And poured the perfume on the head of the Lord，
流在主的身上
，So it flowed down on his body。
他跪在主的脚前
，She kneeled before the Lord，
用他的头发擦主的脚。
And use her own hairs to rub his feet.
屋子里头就满了香气。
So the perfume filled the whole house.
犹大那个卖主的犹大说
，And Judah, the one who betrayed him.
你这个丫头怎么这么浪费
？He said, "How can you be so wasteful?"
这一瓶香膏应该变卖值30多两银子。
This perfume it can be translated into much money.
来救济穷人。
It can help.
你这把一打完了。
And now you break the perfume.
真是糟蹋了。
And it's totally waste.
无知的门徒们。
The ignorant.
也应声在那里说。
They also
echoes.
Yes, yes, wasteful.
主耶稣说。
The Lord said.
由他吧。
Let her.
你们不要干涉他。
Don't bother her.
他所做的是尽他所能的。
She is doing all she can do.
她是为我的安葬。
It's for my burial.
以先把膏膏在我身上。
So she pre-wrapped me with this.
所以你们到普天下去传福音。
So when you preach the gospel around the world,
都要诉说这女人所做的作为纪念。
You have to remember what this woman has done.
你们所挂念的是穷人。
You are remembering the poor.
但是这一位女孩子。
But this young girl,
她所挂念的
and what she memorized,
是主的需要
is the need of the Lord.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
隔了六天
After 6 days,
主就被逮捕被审判被钉十字架
And the Lord was captured, judged, and were on the cross.
后来主也埋葬了
And then he was buried.
到了七日的第一日
The first day of the week,
主要是从死里复活。
The Lord resurrected.
哎呀，那些用财物供给耶稣的妇女们。
And those who have the means, those women.
他们一早就跑到坟墓那里去了。
They went early to the tomb.
还带着香膏要去膏主耶稣。
And also bring forth the myrrh and the fragrance.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们不知道主就要被钉十字架了。
Because they didn't know that the law would be on the cross.
所以毫无预备。
So they did not prepare.
当他们看见主在那里被放在坟墓里头。
And when they saw that the Lord is put on the tomb.
可是香膏在哪里
？But where is the
香膏在家里头
？Is at home.
所以那三天里头。
So in those few days.
他们一定很后悔。
They are really.
哎呀，没有在主埋葬的时候。把这个膏膏在主身上。
They have not oil, put the ointment on the Lord.
他们糊里糊涂的，还把香膏带到坟墓去。
And they just bring all those ointments to the tomb.
啊，虽然是三天了。
Although 3 days have passed.
若是有机会把这些香膏再来膏主也不错。
Oh, if there is opportunity, it will be great.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But.
主已经从死里复活了
The Lord has resurrected.
用不着这些香膏了
It will not need those ointments.
他们失去了为着主摆上的
They lost the chance that they can give to the Lord.
求主恩待我们
May the Lord help us.
我们要为着主
For the Lord.
要抓住机会
We want to give according to the
chance. 我们要爱主是现在
We want to love the Lord, it is now.
不是明天。
It's not tomorrow.
明天不一定是你我的机会。
We cannot for sure there is tomorrow.
这就是从这些见证人身上我们看见。
From all these witnesses that we can see.
第三，我们来看，不满、嫉妒、患难、缺欠的人。
The third point, we want to see the people who filled up what is lacking in Christ's
affliction. 我们读《使徒行传》。第四章十三节。
Let's read Acts 4:13.
那些加利利无学问的小民。
And those people that are uneducated.
他们是怎么蒙恩的
？How they receive the grace?
我们读 第四章十三节。
Acts 4:13。
他们见彼得、
约翰的胆量。Peter and John。Were astonished, and they took notes that these men had been with Jesus.
这里啊，也有一段很长的故事。
And here is a long story.
我们要从《使徒行传》第四章读到第五章。
It will start from Acts 4-5.
如果不大熟悉的，请你们回去做客。
If you are not familiar with the situation, please go home and read about
that. 我简单说一下。
Let me explain.
因为主耶稣升天了。
The Lord has resurrected and
ascended to heaven. 升天之前，把这个福音的使命交给门徒们。
And he gave this commission of the gospel to his disciples.
所以有一天，彼得和约翰就上圣殿去。
So one day, John and Peter they went to the temple.
看见殿门口有一个瘸腿，生来就瘸腿的。
And they saw a person who was lame.
何等可怜的一个人！
It's a very pitiful man.
有腿却不能走路。
Have feet but he cannot walk.
生来就是这样。
He was born like that.
他在圣殿那里给人抬去放那里，盼望人救济他。
And he was there and hopefully he will receive alms from people.
天天如此。
Daily, that is.
不知道过了多少年了。多少日子了？
You don't know how many days have passed.
后来彼得看见这个可怜的人。
So Peter saw this pitiful man.
这个人盼望彼得给他一些救济。
And he was looking up to him for alms.
彼得说：“你看我。”
He said, Peter said, "Look at me."
金银我都没有。
I don't have gold nor silver.
这个瘸腿人听了我们心里就冷了一半。
So you can see this lame man is a
彼得还没讲完。
Peter did not finish.
我将我所有的给你。
But I will give you all I have.
他有什么？
What does
金银都没有，还有什么？
No gold nor silver.
他说我奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
叫你起来行走。
That you will stand up and walk.
我不是给你一块钱两块钱。
I do not give you just one or two
dollars. 要你起来行走。
But you need to stand up and walk.
弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers
and sisters. 简单说。
Simply,
这些跟随主耶稣的这些门徒，也和主差不多，也是和主耶稣差不多。
And they were about the same as
都是贫穷的。
They are also poor.
口袋里头没有东西的。
They have nothing, no money.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他们因着主耶稣基督的贫穷，
But because of the Lord's poverty,
他们却是富足的人。
They became rich.
奉主的名。叫他起来行走。
In the name of the Lord, get up and walk.
围着这一件事情。
For this instance,
他们被抓去坐牢。
They were captured in
the jail. 后来还被警戒。
And they were warned.
不可以再传耶稣。
You cannot preach about Jesus.
可是他们满腔的热情。
But they had such a zeal.
我怎么可以不传耶稣呢？
How can I keep my mouth shut?
所以他们有一天又去了。
So one day they went again.
又去传耶稣了。
And they wanted Jesus.
结果啊，又给人抓去了。
And they were captured.
坐了牢。
In the jail.
很幸运，天使来替他们开监牢的门。
But the angel came and opened the door for them.
解开他们的锁链。
And take away the chains.
他们又出来了。
And they came out again.
出来赶快跑回家是吗？
Do they just went home?
赶快回家，免得再一次给他们看见。
So that it will not be captured another time?
不是的。
No.
他们又跑到圣殿那里去，又去传道去。
And they preach one more time.
害了第二天了。
The second day.
这些管监的人要来提他们上，来上堂。
And the jailer wants to bring them out and to be judged.
看见监牢里头是空的。
But they find out the jail is empty.
后来有人说你们故意。关在监牢的人呢？现在在那里传耶稣了。
He said the ones that were captured in the jail and now they are preaching Jesus.
结果他们又被抓去了。
And then they were captured.
然后就在他们要准备要活的打死他们。
And they will be whipped.
因为头一次啊，传福音的时候啊。
Because the first time when they preach.
有5000人信了耶稣啊。
There are 5,000
people. 真是不得了啊。
That is amazing.
所以他们当这个犹太当局啊很紧张。
So therefore, those Jewish soldiers are very, very.
后来因为加玛列的劝勉。
And because of Gamaliel,
把他们揍一顿。
Okay, just whip them.
就放他们回去好了。
Let them go.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
圣经怎么说呢？
他
们回到会友那里，弟兄姐妹那里。
They went home together with brothers.
很高兴，很快乐。
And in such a joy.
就在今天，我们为着主的名被作奸，被挨了打，实在是感谢神。
They really have such a thankful heart, is grateful because of all this suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
For the Lord.
这些人做了什么？
So what did these people do?
他们是在他们的肉身上补满基督患难的缺缺。
So these people filled up the lacking of our the Lord Christ's affliction.
有一个大罪人。
There is a worse sinner.
就是保罗。
And that is Paul.
他成了补满基督患难缺缺的人。
And he is the one that become the one that accomplished the lacking.
好，我们来读这节圣经。
Let's read it together.
提摩太前书第一章十六节。
First Timothy 1:16.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督在我这个罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他的人得永生做榜样。感谢主。这个刚才我开头我说过了。
And I said this earlier.
这一个大罪人罪亏。
The worst sinners.
他是逼迫教会。
He persecuted the church.
要把不知道多少基督徒在他手里被害。
We don't know how many Christians already been persecuted by him.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神怜悯他。主耶稣向他显现。
God has grace upon him, and the Lord appears to him.
让他悔改归向主。
So that he repented and turned to God.
他蒙恩了。
He received grace.
他也经过多年在主面前的等候。
And he had been waiting for a while before the Lord.
然后主要他为主做见证。
And then the Lord wanted him to give testimony.
他写信给哥林多的教会。
He wrote it to the church in Corinthians.
给哥罗西的教会。
To Colossians.
他说我们来读这一节圣经。
Let's read it together.
再读一次刚才读过了。
Colossians 1:24.
哥罗西书一章二十四节。
Now,
现在
I rejoice
我为你们受苦，
倒
觉欢乐，并且我
记住的是，就是教会。For the sake of his body, which is the church.
感谢神。
We thank God.
保罗说
，Paul said，
我为你们受苦。
I am suffering for you.
为谁呀？为教会受苦。
For who? For the church.
都觉得欢乐。
And I rejoice.
并且为基督的身体。
And also the body of Christ.
就是为教会。
Is for the church.
做什么呢？要在我的肉身上补满。基督患难的缺缺。
To fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in Christ's afflictions.
保罗不只为哥林多的教会，为哥罗西的教会受很多的苦。
Paul not only suffered for the church in Colossians and also in Corinth.
他为着外邦许多的教会受苦。
He also suffered a lot for many Gentile churches.
为基督做见证受很多的苦。
He,For the sake of the Lord, he witnessed and he
suffered. 做什么呢
？What did he do?
就是要补满基督身体，就是主的教会患难的缺缺。
In order to fill up in his flesh what is still lacking.
我想我们都知道。
I believe we all
know. 地上神的教会。
The church.
神许可他的众教会经历许多的患难贫穷。
The Lord allows much suffering and affliction.
却叫主的门徒有机会来补满这个缺缺。
So that God's disciples have a chance to fill up this lacking.
主自己不来补满。
The Lord Himself did not come to fill it up.
他把这个恩典留给我们蒙恩的人。
He leave this grace for us that we receive the blessings.
第三，我们来看一段圣经。
And the third point, let's read one scripture.
哥林多后书
2 Corinthians
第八章一到五节
Chapter 8 verses 1 to 5
我们把云幕上的一同来读
Let's read it together
弟兄们
And now, brothers and sisters,
我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们就是他们在
经历 In the midst of a very severe trial Their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people, and they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us.
好，简单来说。
Now, let me explain.
马其顿的众教会。
All the churches in Macedonia.
其中有一个就是腓立比的教会。
There's one church, it's called Philippi.
这个腓立比这一带的地方是当时比较穷苦的一个地方。
And that time is a little less.
所以这个教会教会也是贫穷的教会。
So therefore the church is also in poverty.
不只是物质上的贫穷。
Not only in material.
还常常为做主的见证受苦受逼迫。
They also receive much persecution.
所以保罗说他们在患难中受大试炼的时候。
So therefore Paul said in the big affliction when they are in trial.
却仍然有满足的快乐。
But they still have an overflowing joy.
在极穷之间。
In the extreme poverty.
还格外显出他们若捐的厚恩。
To well up in rich generosity.
捐什么啊?
To give what?
他们这些捐款做什么啊?
And their contribution.
就是要寄到耶路撒冷去。
Is to be sent to Jerusalem.
围着犹太地的众教会弟兄姐妹在患难贫穷中帮助他们一点。
Is to help those brothers and sisters that are in very poor condition in Judea.
自己已经很穷了。
They themselves already
但是还有更大的需要。
But there is a bigger need.
他们乐意把他们的捐款
They are willing to give their contribution.
要托使徒带到耶路撒冷去
And through the apostles, they will bring it to the land of Judea.
保罗说
Paul said,
他们是甘心乐意的捐助
And they are willing.
而且是再三求我们
And they are continuous to plead for us.
准他们在这个供给圣徒的恩情上有份
，so that they can share in this service to the Lord's people.
他说，他们所做的
，what they did，
不只是照做我们这些使徒们对他们的交通
，is not only from our own fellowship with them，
更是按着神的旨意
，but it's according to the will of God。
先把自己献给主。
They gave up themselves first to the Lord.
献给这位贫穷的主。
To give themselves to this poor Lord.
而且又归附了使徒们。
And also to supply our need.
这是保罗为这个马其顿众教会的见证。
So this is Paul's testimony about the church.
他为什么写信给哥林多的教会呢?
And why did they write it to Corinth?
哥林多的教会。
The church in Corinth
是一个有钱人的地方
It's a place that with wealth
教会也是丰富的教会
The church is also full of abundance
在财务上很丰富
There are abundance in their wealth
当他们听见保罗的意思的时候
And when they heard about Paul
他们满口答应对我们一定接受负担
And they will say yes we will receive the burden
可是保罗在那里等了一年了
But they waited for one year
保罗知道
Paul, no.
他们还没有预备好
They have not prepared.
说是答应要奉献
They said they will give contribution.
拖拖拉拉你等我我等你
But they've been waiting for one another.
哎呀你比较有钱你多奉献一些吧
Well, you are richer, so you give more.
那么姐妹以为柯弟兄也很有钱
And Brother Paul is also
所以彼此等待
So they keep on waiting for one another.
说好听一点说好听一点
So in another word
彼此尊重
And we'll try to respect one another.
莫弟兄，你多出一点头。
We said, well, brother Mo, why don't you give first?
I 添这一点。
I am humble.
这就是哥林多教会的光景。
This is the condition of Corinth.
所以保罗写信告诉他。
So Paul wrote to them.
你看马其顿的众教会，他们是这样的奉献。
But look at the churches in the Macedonia.
你们呢？如果到时候我来了。
And now when the time comes,
你们还没有凑出来。
And you haven't collect all the money.
那你们看嘛。
Now you can see.
羞耻不羞耻啊？
Aren't you put in shame?
我替你们难过。
I felt bad for you.
这就是保罗写信给他们的意思。
And that's why Paul wrote to them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
求主用血洁净我。
May the Lord cover me with his blood.
我一再在这里传这一面的信息。
I continuously share with you this message.
为做弟兄姐妹的蒙恩。
And for all our blessings.
为做我。
For myself.
我从来不说。
I never said that.
主负我的责任。
The law be responsible for me.
但是弟兄姐妹。
For brothers and sisters.
为做教会。
But for the need of the church.
更是为做弟兄姐妹们我们的蒙恩。
And in order that we receive grace.
主恩待我。
May he help us.
让我们能效法那些带着蒙恩的人。
So that we can imitate those who receive the blessing.
所以第四个点。
So the fourth point.
简单一句话说。
Simply.
历代蒙召为基督之见证受患难的圣徒。
And all those saints from the past generation who were called and suffered.
弟兄姐妹要听我翻译。
I have to translate for Brother Kwok.
他打电话问我。
And I call him.
那你这一句话，那你要讲谁啊？
I ask him, what are the saints?
你们再给我多一个钟头。
If you gave me one more hour.
我可以把从教会的历史中说很多为这个受苦的基督所受的所蒙的恩典。
Then I can explain to you from the history of the church.
给不给啊？
Do you have 1 hour?
多给一个钟头。
One extra hour.
我们有一些书啊，这个我们这里有一本书。
We have a book here.
大概是那个书名啊，就是为在就讲到在教会的历史中那些受患难的人。
And they talk about all those who suffered in the history of the church.
等一等吃饭的时候我去找一下，我在这个脑袋不信不记得了。
During the love feast time,
是国家出版社出了一本书。
And it's a book that is
published. 这个太多了太多了。
It's a lot, many.
简单提一下。
Simply,
在初世纪的时候。
At the beginning.
罗马帝国有14次的对教会的大逼迫。
And the Roman Empire has persecuted the church 10 times.
为主受难的人不知道有多少。
There is numerous people that were suffered.
历世历代，神的儿女都遭受仇敌的攻击。
And throughout the generation, the children of God was persecuted by the enemy.
感谢神，也是经过主的许可。
And we thank the Lord, it is gone through His.
逼迫才能临到教会。
Then the persecution is allowed the church.
就是近代有多少的地方。
Even recent history.
为做主的见证。
A lot of places.
遭受当局的逼迫。
And they have a lot of persecution.
就是在我们中间也有弟兄姐妹。
Even among us, we have brothers.
为做信仰。
And because of our faith,
为做基督的见证
for the testimony of the Lord,
坐牢受苦
who could be put in jail,
重劳动的改造
and you were under the labor camp,
有的人就死在监牢里头
and some,
劳改营里头
they were even died,
太多太多了
it's many, many,
你说这些人很可怜
And you say
so、因为信耶稣所以受苦所以坐监所以甚至殉道吗
They believe in the Lord Jesus and therefore they have suffered and they martyred
不、
no.
他们是真实蒙恩的人
They are truly truly received this grace
能够在他们的身上来补满基督患难的缺缺
In their flesh they are able to fill up the lackings in Christ's afflictions
主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace upon us.
我想末了，我们来看第四点。
We want to look at the fourth point.
末世圣徒蒙恩的路。
The road to receive the blessings for the believers in this end time.
这个对我们每个人都是很具体的。
And this is very concrete to every one of us.
第一个小点。
The first point.
我们再没有机会为贫穷的族而致富。
We do not have the opportunities to become rich for the Lord who was poor.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我刚才中间所讲的。
Earlier I mentioned.
啊，伯大尼的玛利亚有机会把那个至贵的真喇叭香膏膏在主身上。
Mary of Bethany has the chance to pour this jar of the costly perfume.
接下去呢？
And then,
那些妇女们也很爱主。
The other women also love the Lord.
也在家里也有香膏。
They also have the perfume at home.
也带到坟墓那里去了。
They also brought forth to the tomb.
失去机会了。
But they don't have the chance.
因为他们去的时候。
Because when they went
there. 受苦的主已经复活了。
Our suffered Lord already resurrected.
贫穷的耶稣已经成为荣耀的主了。
Our poor Lord Jesus had become the glorious Lord.
这些香膏带回家去吧。
So bring back home.
主不需要了。
The Lord has no need.
这是什么？
What is this?
他们失去了这个为做受苦的主摆上的机会。
They lose the opportunities to become rich for the poor Lord.
但感谢神。
We say,
我们来看第二个小点。
The second point.
但为基督的身体为做教会。
But for the sake of Christ's body, the church.
我们可以补满基督患难的缺欠。
We can fill up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
基督进入荣耀。
Christ has entered into eternity.
但他的身体和教会还留在地上。
But his body, the church, is still on earth.
还经历贫穷和患难。
We still experience afflictions and poverty.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我说过了。
I said before.
主今天在宝座上。
The Lord is sitting on the throne today.
得着尊贵和荣耀。
Receive honor and glory.
但他的心。
But his heart.
仍然纪念他自己家中的人。
He still remember the people in his own home.
他的身体，他的教会。
His body, his church.
在地上。
On earth.
仍然经历贫穷和患难。
Still experience afflictions and poverty.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
主恩待我们。
The Lord help us.
我们还有机会。
We still have the
chance. 可以为做他基督的身体。
For the body of Christ,
就是为着他的教会
for his church,
补满基督患难的缺缺
to fill up the lackings in
Christ's
afflictions.
使徒们得着这样的机会补满教会患难的缺缺
We thank God the apostles have the opportunities to fill up the lackings of God's
afflictions. 保罗蒙恩补满了基督患难的缺缺
And same as Paul.
那个极其穷困的马其顿的众教会也补上了。
And the churches in Macedonia also give their
好了，这些都是教会的历史。
So these are the churches.
但是我们呢
？But how about us?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们来看第三个点。
Let's look at number three.
感谢主，就给我们一个机会。
Thank the Lord that He gave us a chance.
摆在我们的眼前。
Right set in front of us.
教会去会所整建的工程。
The construction work of the church building.
这个工程。
This construction work.
就在你们的脑后面。
And this is right behind you.
我盼望等等吃饭的时候把那个窗都打开。
I hope you can all open up the blinds.
那个幔子打开。
Open up the veil.
你不清楚好好的看一看。
Then you can see.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从去年三四月开工到现在。
It's starting from last March and April.
头一车的工程已经到了一大半了。
And the first phase, we are already almost done.
我们求主保守。
We ask the Lord.
当然这个工程啊，头一期的工程。
So this is the first phase.
今年三月四月的时候就可以完成。
is supposed to finish in this March or April.
我们就要搬到那边去了。
Then we will move to that new building.
啊，不过请记得。
But please remember.
我们搬过去会挤一点。
It will be a little crowded.
因为中文聚会、英文聚会，还有福音聚会，还有合同聚会。
Because we have all different meetings, the Chinese, the English, the Sunday school, and the gospel meetings.
我们大家去那里啊，挤一挤。
So we will be a little crowded.
盼望彼此都迁就一下。
So we hope that we all can accommodate one another.
底下做什么呢？
So then what do we do?
感谢主完工了。
Then when that is finished.
不，没有完工。
No, it's not finished yet.
才进行了一半。
That is only half done.
等到我们搬过去了。
After we move to that
这个地方就要把它拆光。
And this building will be torn down.
要盖一个两层的。
And that will be a two-story church building.
比那边还要大一点。
It will be even bigger than that one.
然后等到明年，大概盼望三月吧。
So we hope perhaps by next March.
再过一年多，我们就会搬回来。
Another year, then we can move back.
现在你看吃饭我们都要拖坐啊，很不方便。
So now we are not convenient when we eat our food.
将来底下这里啊就是做饭厅。
And later on, when this is done, the bottom portion
will be the restaurant. 不要那么穷那么可怜。
It will be for our fellowship hall, for lovely.
就在坐下来吃饭。
So we can sit down well and eat.
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
但我们都知道
，But we all know，
我们的教会在这个地方
，Our church at this building
是贫穷的教会
，It's a poor church。
若是很有钱
，If we have a lot of wealth，
老早就盖起来了，等到今天了。
It could be done long times ago， not until today。
但感谢主
，But we thank the Lord。
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
盼望我们。都有一个感觉。
We hope that we all have this feeling.
哎呀，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主还给我们机会。
God give us the chance.
能够在这里围着贫穷的主，有所摆上。
Poor Lord, that I can come.
围着主教会的贫穷，我们有机会摆上。
For the Lord's poverty at church that we can contribute.
摆上做什么
？To contribute what?
这不是牺牲了吗
？Isn't that sacrifice?
不。
No.
我们的摆上是要叫我们成为富足。
Our contribution will cause us to become rich.
所以求主恩待我们。
So may the Lord help us.
那我稍微说一下。
I want to say that.
我们那个程序单里面，大家回去好好看一下。
Please read carefully.
到了这个是去年十二月底的结账。
At the end of December 2014.
教会一共收到。243万
The church has received a total offering of 2,430,000.
还有底下的零数我不讲了。
So I don't want to go into details.
但我算一算 then, 到了整个完成
the when it's totally finished,
加上装修添置
including all the fixtures,
我心里想
all the furniture,
大概还缺少175万
I believe We still probably lack 1,750,000. For the past, that 2 million.
在座有多少弟兄姐妹
？And all the brothers and sisters.
你围着主，围着教会的摆上。
You for the Lord, for the church, you contribute.
你可以成为富足的人。
You will become rich.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
还有170几万。
We still have 1,750,000.
需要摆在前面。
It need to present it before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你还没有成为富足。
You haven't become totally rich.
盼望你能赶上这个富足。
And we hope that you will follow.
已经富足了。
And those who are rich.
盼望你蒙恩，还要加上恩典。
We pray that you'll continue to receive grace.
恩上加恩的蒙恩。
Grace upon grace to receive.
我们来看第四点。
Let's read the fourth point.
积攒财宝在天上。
To save our treasures in heaven.
这里有几节圣经告诉我们，马太福音第六章
，Matthew 6，
十九到二十一
，verses 19 to 21。
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上
，treasures on earth，
地上有虫子咬能绣花，也有折花窟窿来偷。只要几段财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬不能绣花，也没有折花窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。这里主告诉我们，我们对管理钱财的原则，他说不要积攒财宝在地上，把钱放在家里，把财放在银行里头，做很多的不同的投资。请记得，这些财宝都是在地上。
All this wealth is on earth.
主说有虫子咬，
He says the moths will
能生锈，
and also will rust.
还可能被折，被折来偷。
Even the thieves might break in and steal.
我想这个我也不必详细说了。
I don't think I need to explain.
有的时候钱就不见了。
A lot of time we just lost money.
投资股票，
we invest in the stock.
哇，一直升。
And they continue to
rise. 你的心好高兴。
And your heart rejoices.
等等睡一觉起来。
And then the next morning.
掉下来了。
And the stock price come down.
你的心也掉了。
And then your heart also come down.
有的人甚至因为股票市场的变动。
And some because of the change.
连活都活不了了。
They cannot really live in peace.
只好跳楼自杀。
They even to jump and die.
何等的可怜了。
And it's so pitiful.
所以主说的话。
So the Lord said.
地上的财宝。
The wealth on this earth is not trustworthy.
但是呢，
but
积攒财宝在天上。
But save up our treasures in heaven.
天上没有虫子咬，
there's no moth,
不会锈坏，
and no rust,
也没有折挖窟窿来偷。
And the thief will not come in and steal.
还有一个好处，
and one more good point.
我们把钱存在银行保险箱里头。
When we save up our wealth in the safe,
保险吗？
Is it really safe?
有人惊讶，他的保险箱里这东西不见了。
Some even find out whatever in the safe is disappeared.
没有保险了。
You cannot have the security.
但是存在天上就没有保险。
But you save it on heaven, that have the safety.
而且还有一个好处。
There's one another good.
你的钱存在天上。
When we save up on heaven,
我们的心就到天上去了。
And our heart is also looking for upward.
弟兄姐妹。你说我真是愿意爱主，但是就是爱不来啊。我告诉你们一个方法，一个秘密，这是主的秘密。你把钱奉献给主，奉献给主的教会，就是存在神那里，神替我们看守。这多好啊。
How good is this?
你若好好的围着主。
But for the Lord,
自然你爱主的心就提高了。
Then the heart, the loving the Lord will be raised.
最后，
Lastly,
我们来看一下。第五点。
The fifth point.
聪明的管家。
The wise steward.
用钱财结交朋友。
Makes friends by utilizing money.
可以被结到永存的帐幕里头去。
He will be received into eternal dwellings.
我想这一段圣经我们也读一下。
And I want to read this scripture.
路加十六章第九到十二节。
It's Luke chapter 16 verses 9 to 12.
我又告诉你们，要接着那不义的钱财，结交朋友。
Will be wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings.Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own?
呀，这里的故事很长，我只能简单提一下。
This can be a long story. I can only summarize.
主要是讲一个比喻。
The Lord gave a parable.
就是讲到一个不义的管家。
It's an unrighteous steward.
他替主人管钱。
He governs the wealth.
管一些财物。
And the money.
这个人不忠心。
But he is not faithful.
主人看出来了。
The Lord can.
要炒他鱿鱼了。
He wants to get rid of him.
他知道了。
He knew.
怎么办呢？
What am I going to do?
主人不用我了。
I'm going to lose my job.
我锄地没有力。
I don't have the strength to dig the ground.
去讨饭又害羞。
And I feel so shameful, it's too bad.
他很聪明。
And he's wise.
他就叫这个有一个欠他主人100裸油的人。
And he asked those that who had owed the money from the master.
你欠我主人一百裸是吧？
You have a 100 measure.
快下，坐下来，改成50。
So quickly change it to 50.
还有一个人欠他主人110的麦子。
And then someone also owe 100 bushels of wheat.
好，你现在改一改，变成80。
And now change it to 80.
懂了吧？
Understand?
为什么这样做？
Why did he do that?
他说主人炒我油，不要我了。
Because I will be fired.
那可以，他们可以接我到他们家里。
But then these people that will receive me.
因为我有恩惠于他。
Because I have grace upon him.
这是什么？
What is this?
这个人是不义的管家。
This is an unrighteous steward.
东西是主人的，又不是他的。
Those property belong to the master, not his.
他扛主人去看，这是不义。
But he's unrighteous because he's generous with the master's
money. 所以这里说，用不义的钱财来结交朋友。
So here he said that use this unrighteous money to make friends.
主另外有意思。
There is another meaning from the law.
那么什么叫做不义的钱财啊？
What is unrighteous money?
钱财没有义和不义本身来说。
Originally, money is mutual. There's no righteous or unrighteous.
神的对头，撒旦魔鬼。
But the enemy of the Lord.
他利用这个钱财。
He will use this money.
来控制了人的心。
To control man's heart.
连我们这些神的儿女。
Including the children of God,
我们应该专心爱神的
we should love the Lord of
好好的侍奉神的
to worship him.
撒旦不甘心
but the
他就要利用钱财来控制我们
he wants to use the money to control our heart.
叫你爱钱
so that we love
叫你想钱
so we think about
叫你知道要怎么赚钱
we think about how to make more
钱赚来了
after we make the
要怎么花费
and how we should spend
还要怎么保守这些钱
and how should we keep
盼望钱钱生钱，越生越多。
So that we have money grow money, so we have more money.
这是魔鬼的工作。
And this is the work.
所以钱财变成不义的钱财。
So therefore, the money become unrighteous.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
告诉我们这些做儿女的。
The Lord teaches us,
要有一个智慧。
We need to have the wisdom.
他是怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
就说要把不是你的钱财。
He say those wealth doesn't belong to you.
那么为主把它摆上
，But offer it up。
那将来啊，他要把你自己的财产给你。
Then in the future, he will give you the property that belongs to you。
弟兄姐妹，口袋里头有没有钱
？Do you have money in your pocket？
请记得那些钱不是你的。
Remember, those are not yours。
那是谁的
？Whose money？
是神的。
Belongs to God。
大卫就说了
，David said，
我们所以能去赚这些钱财啊。
And the reason that we can make all
the money 都是从你得来的。
It's because it's all from you.
所以简单说。
So,
你我有多少的财富
？No matter how much wealth,
多也罢，少也罢
，whether it's a lot or little,
都是主托给我们的。
And it's all commissioned.
是神的，不是你的。
It belongs to God.
你我只是一个管家。
We are but stewards.
替主人管这些财务。
We are just govern the money.
我们若能做一个有智慧的管家
，If we can be the wise,
照做主人的意思来支配钱财。
To distribute this money according to the master's will.
不是你的
，It's not yours.
是主的
，It's the Lord's.
求主用血遮盖。
May the Lord cover us.
我几十年来
，For many years.
从我开始有钱，能赚一点钱
，I started to earn a little bit money.
直到现在
，Until now.
七十年来
，70 some years.
我有一个习惯。
I have a habit.
在账里面有一个保管的账。
Inside my account, there is.
有些钱摆在这个户头里头。
He said the money put it in this.
这是主的钱。
But it belonged to the Lord.
主要我怎么做
？Whatever the Lord want me to use.
我没有感觉。
I don't have.
我说这是主的。
I don't have a. It's belonged.
没有觉得这个拿出去可惜了。
They say it would be very pitiful.
你怎么替主可惜了
？But that belongs.
主要用这个钱。
If the Lord wants to use it,
你就替主用。
Now you just spend it for Him.
慢慢的 我这个保管的账也改了。
Then I would change the way this account.
我就发现说，最早呢，我是十分一、十分二、十分三摆在这个账里头。
I will put 10%, 20%, or 30% into this account.
这几年里头，主光照我。
And these few years, the Lord illuminated.
不是的。
No.
所有经过你手的都是主的。
All those money that gone through your hands belong to the Lord.
我没有可以随便用这些钱。
I cannot spend it freely.
我是主的仆人。
I am, but it's
是一个管家。
It's a steward.
我从主之用我需要的钱。
From the Lord, I receive what I need.
认识我的人。
That is,
觉得我这个人有点奇怪。
Oh, some might feel that I am a little strange.
一张纸在这里。
And there's a piece of paper.
若是不需要一张。
If I don't need to use a whole piece, I will.
我私下四分之一。
Then I only use one fourth.
用完了。剩下的。
The three quarters left.
在口袋里头。为什么
？In my pocket. Why?
这四分之一是主要我用的。
Because this one fourth is the one that the Lord wants me to use.
四分之三还是主的。
The three quarters still belong to
the Lord. 不能随便丢。
You cannot just easily throw it away.
这是我的毛病。
And that is my own habit.
求主怜悯。
May the Lord help us.
所以亲爱的弟兄。
So dear brothers,
你们不一定要学我啊。
You don't have to learn from me.
这个小事情。
This is a small matter.
但是原则上来说。
But in principle.
我们所有的。
All we have.
都是主的。
Belongs to the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
我们肉为着主有摆上
，So if for the Lord that we give，
一面是我们把我们的钱借给贫穷，救济贫穷。
On one hand, it's like that we supply the poverty，
啊，怜悯贫穷。
Have grace upon
this property, 就是借给耶和华。
Or as if we lend it to
我们的善行，我们的。这个我们的这个劳苦
，Our good deed, our labor,
耶和华必偿还
，The Lord will repay。
所以一面是你的钱没错
，On one hand, yes, it's your money，
存在主那里
，To save it in the Lord，
那是永远的
，And that is forever。
其实说的准确一点
，In more accurately，
是把主托你的钱。
And is to give the money that God entrusted
you.
To put it in according to His will.
在天上就有钱。
They're saving in heaven.
那是真财宝。
That is hidden.
那是你在永生的帐幕里头要用的钱。
And those are the money that you need to use in the eternal tent.
最后。
Lastly.
我们刚才唱的那首诗歌。
The songs that we just sang.
告诉我们。主要回来
the Lord shall come back.
他告诉我们
And he said,
他有地方围着我们
He has room prepared for us.
你能去吗
Can you go
那个地方有两段
And there are two sections.
头一段是天国
the first
千年国度
is the millennium kingdom.
主在千年国度里头为我们预备地方
The Lord prepared the rooms in this kingdom of millennium.
但是
But,
好多神的儿女在千年国度里头要被关在门外
Many children of God shall be shut out of this kingdom
被赶到黑暗的地方
And into the darkness
他们不能进去了
They cannot go in
弟兄姐妹我们要进天国
We want to go to the kingdom of heaven
好好抓住机会
We need to get hold of
the chance 为主摆上
To give according to the Lord
是智慧的行动
is a wise decision.
乃是把钱存在主那里
is to put our money in His hand.
替我们看管
He will save it up.
将来成为我们国度时期的用度
and it becomes the measure that we will use in the eternity.
那些被关在门外的人怎么办
and how about those people who were
在千年国的时代就没有得用了
then there is nothing they can use during the
kingdom. 等到新天新地开始
Until the time when there's new heaven and new earth
呀我们终于都进去了
We thank the Lord we finally entered
但是你存在主那里的有多少
But how much have you saved up in the Lord
到永世里头主还要跟我们安排的
And in eternity, the law will make arrangements.
用启示录二十二章的话。
In Revelation chapter 22.
有的人就是那些万民。
And those people.
享受什么？
What do they enjoy?
生命树的叶子。
They enjoy the leaves of the tree
of life. 那些积蓄多的人。
And those who save up more.
可以吃生命树的果子。
And they enjoy the fruit of the tree of life.
还是不一样的。
They are not.
哎呀，在永远的里头。
So in eternity.
天天吃那个叶子。
You'd only eat the leaves.
是身体能强壮一点。
So you make you healthy.
但是。
But.
你不知道。把一个果子跟果的叶子尝尝看。
But you can taste the difference between the fruit or the leaves.
不一样的。
They are not the same.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers.
有人到了新天新地。
Some in new heaven and new earth.
还后悔说。
They will regret.
我为什么没有好好的爱主？
Why do I not love the
Lord? 没有好好的为主摆上。
Why do I not give for the Lord?
虽然也在新天新地里头要去做王。
Although with the other kings in the new heaven.
有的王是很强壮的，很有智慧的。
Some kings, they are very wise, they are strong.
有的王可能还要拿拐杖的。
Maybe some will have to hold on to the king.
求主恩待我们。好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈爱的天父。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
你为作爱我们。
You love us.
为我们积蓄财宝在天上。
You save up the treasure.
你竟然叫你的儿子来到地上。
And you ask your son to come to
this world. 成为那样的贫穷。
To become so poor.
感谢主。
Thank God.
因着你儿子的贫穷。
Because of poverty of your son.
多少人蒙恩成为富。
So many people became rich.
哦，主啊。今天你还给我们机会，把我们摆在教会里头，摆在一个贫穷的教会里头，乃是给我们机会，让我们能因着教会的贫穷，我们能成为富足，我们能在我们的肉身上
In our flesh,
补满嫉妒患难的缺缺
to fill up the lackings in
Christ's
afflictions.
这是你何等的恩典
and how much is
the
grace.
主啊，恩待我们
O Lord,
让我们做一个聪明的管家
help us to be a wise steward.
能够好好管理你所托给我们的
so that we can govern well those you entrust us.
哦，主。
O Lord,
开我们的心窍
open our eyes,
开我们的眼睛
open our ears,
能看见这个永远的时机
so that we can see this eternity,
听我们的祷告
listen to our prayer,
靠着耶稣的名
in Jesus' name,
阿们
Amen.
对不起好请弟兄有点报告
we have announcing
真是感谢主啊！一次一次借着他的仆人向我们的心说话。
We really thank the Lord once and twice. The Lord speak to us through His servant.
我知道我们的仆人还有许多的话还没有讲完。
I know the servant of God still have a lot of words to say to us.
但是无奈我们活在时间里面。
But we are sorry that we are living in this time limit.
唯愿我们弟兄姊妹们回去为今天所听到的话语。能够常常在思想。
And may you, after you go home, continue to meditate on God's word.
真的是我们要看见我们所的心在哪里，我们的财宝就在哪里。
Let us truly see that wherever our treasure is, there our heart is.
让我们今天在新的一年的时候，我们都能够说，主，我们要真的是讨你的喜悦。
So may we all say that we want to please you, Lord, in this new year.
我们要天天思想在上面的事情。
And let us meditate the heavenly things daily.
为我们主有忠心的摆上。
So that we will have a faithful offering for the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank God.
在报告神家消息之前，我们首先来介绍第一次到我们这来聚会的朋友或是弟兄姊妹们。
We want to introduce those who join us the first time.
这里有欢迎单，有一个张世春和崔贵福，贵福两位，请你站起来，让我们认识你。
And there are two people that they sign up.
可能已经走了哈，或是到哪里去了。啊，在我右手边有没有第一次到这边来聚会的朋友或是弟兄姊妹们，请你站起来，让我们认识你。
Anyone that will join us the first time on this side?
左手边有吗？
Anyone on this side?
好，请问您贵姓？殷，请是我们的姊妹吗？已经受浸归主了吗？还是我们的福音朋友？在大陆受浸，好，感谢主。你是在住在哪里？住在附近，好。啊，请等一下哀宴的时候，弟兄姊妹们和他有一点交通，啊，请坐，好。我们欢迎你。还有啊，这位啊，
刘
啊，是我们的姊妹还是福音朋友？还没受洗哈。好，你也是住在附近吗？好好，我们欢迎你哈。啊，等一下要宴的时候，弟兄姊妹可以和他多有点交通啊。还有吗？若是没有啊，我们就报告我们现在神家消息。在本周五1月9号有分家聚会，请弟兄姊妹们按分家前往参加聚会，在6:30有爱宴这种的。 OK, it's OK.
And his brother Chang is sharing about the Chinese announcement.
下个主日的讯息聚会讲员是胡国根弟兄，请弟兄姊妹们回去为胡国根弟兄姊妹祷胡国根弟兄祷告啊，求他赐下恩言啊。啊，特别注意，在下主日1月11号1:15到3:00在图书室有招待服事的交通聚会啊，请弟兄姊妹们啊，若是有这样的负担的时候，请你到图书室去参加聚会。还有就是在我们今年的直立式的日历啊，到现在已经还剩20份啊，现在我们的价钱已经从5.5块变成4.5块。请有需要的弟兄姊妹们啊，你能够到书室等等会后去购买。
Our 2015 calendars with our church name, address, and phone numbers are available at the book stand for $4.50. It's a lower price than before. So, brothers and sisters, please go ahead and buy during the Love Feast time.
啊，请弟兄姊妹们特别注意，下个主日我们的聚会时间恢复到正常时间，我们会在10:30摆饼。11:30有继续聚会。
We will resume our regular schedule for Sunday worship next week. 9:15 a.m. is the message, and 10:30 is the breaking of bread.
啊，我们现在来报告我们的上个月的现金预月报表。
And we would like to announce. 我有一个报告。At the English group, we also have a prayer meeting next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m.